This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's like the people who were supporting the Bengals the other year because they're from Ohio. 1,000%. You cannot do that.
Yeah, the only caveat I'm trying to think of is in college. Like I said, there's so many teams. You know, people like to go see other teams and other conferences, maybe take a tour of a stadium. Doesn't mean that you don't still love your team, but, you know, you went to Notre Dame, you bought Notre Dame gear. Got Iowa State gear.
Yeah, but I'm not a hardcore Buckeye fan or anything. I'm a college football guy. Yeah, I'm a college football guy. So I'll wear whatever. It plays right into the point. I own gear from lots of other things.
But like in the past in college football, you never, like if you're up north, you're never truly competing with a team in the Pac-12, Pac-10, whatever.
No.
So, you know, if you went out there, have an experience. Hey, I'm going to tour the campus. I'm going to take a look at USC. I mean, you know, how many times is that going to really anger the people in Columbus if they see a USC hat, you know, up until now they're in the same conference?
You know what? I always said that the people at Duke were inhospitable when I went there. I remember I was wearing an Ohio State hat when I walked on that campus. So they were not. Southern hospitality was out the window, buddy. They were downright not nice. Not nice folks to me at the campus of Duke University. So I think that goes out the window. I'm pointing out that as a 27-year-old man, Mitch, who owns a bunch of different hats, you can be a baseball fan. No one's questioning your love of the game of baseball. But you can't sit there and tell everybody you're a big Guardians fan and then also own Yankees hats and wear the Yankees stuff and like the Yankees and say you like the Yankees. That's not how that works.
So
you can't
limits.
Own Tigers fan, Tigers stuff. You can't do that stuff. No.
I have limits to this stuff. There are teams with the stuff that I will not wear.
But your opinion of that or you're saying that, it goes out the window. Like, I don't believe you.
I will not wear Michigan stuff. I will not wear Red Sox stuff. I will not wear Astros stuff.
I feel like Ken would wear Michigan stuff and have no problem.
I believe that. Absolutely.
Yeah,
he hates Ohio State.
He's a college football fan.
I would. Actually, no, I wouldn't because I don't need the harassment. You've got people to block me on Twitter just because I'm a big Michigan fan, you say, which I'm not.
I hate Ohio State.
I don't hate Ohio State. That is a fake clip. Before AI is when that came out. I don't hate Ohio State. In fact, I get very nostalgic about my old fandom, my old hardcore fandom of Ohio State. Don't turn this on me. We're talking about Mitch right now. Glenn and Ravenna, you're next up on the Fan. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you cannot be a Guardians fan and have all those hats. It's impossible to be wearing other teams' hats and then call you. You're a fan of baseball, like you said. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And just for example, I lived in Wisconsin for a while, and when I lived out there, one of my roommates was from Erie, PA, but he was a diehard Browns fan. And he was the first one to get a chance to go to a game at Lambeau Field between the two of us. But he didn't get to go to a Browns game. It was the Packers. I think it was. I think they were playing the Raiders or something. I'm not even exactly sure who they were playing. But he is a diehard Browns fan. He went to this game. He decked himself out in everything Browns: hat, gloves, coat, everything. He wore his whole Browns gear, and the Browns weren't even playing. Now, and also, if you did that in Cleveland, I don't know. I think people would probably make fun of you and tell you you're at the wrong game, but they all high-fived him when he went to the Lambeau.
I've seen plenty of people, Glenn. This is a great point. Thank you for the call. Like, when I go up, walking up to the tailgate at home games, there is at least half a dozen people as I'm walking by where I notice they're wearing different jerseys of teams that aren't even involved
aren't even,
in the game.
Yeah, aren't even part of
not
that
Browns
battle.
Yeah. Or not Giants. It's just like, hey, this person's wearing a Carolina Panthers jersey. They're a Panthers fan and they happen to have family here or whatever reason. Or they're touring NFL stadiums, which I don't think there's
what
really a reason to tour
Panthers
NFL stadiums. Huh?
What numbers on that Panthers
The last one I saw was a Cam Newton jersey.
Oh, okay.
It was the Cam Newton jersey I saw.
I heard they sold the number 6 here very well.
Okay. That's a fair point. We know one guy over in North Olmsted who has one. He also has a Tampa Bay Buccaneers jersey now, didn't he?
At least wasn't Ray Carruth.
Susan and Westlake, you're next up on the Fan.
Hello?
Susan.
Hey, so I just wanted to comment. I have a 15-year-old son, huge Cleveland sports fan, huge Guardians fan, has about a dozen ball caps from different teams. He loves the City Connect caps. He collects them. He has rules. He won't buy anything from the AL Central. He won't buy Yankees. He won't buy Astros. Right. But it is 100% a fashion statement
with
this younger teenage generation. So all of his friends do it.
But Susan, that's
all of his friends jump off a cliff.
Susan,
you're gonna let him do that too.
I don't think it's a generational thing. I'm not. He's 27. I'm 38. I have a guy, Josh, my buddy Josh, who is the older brother of my other buddy, who won't talk to me for any reasons. But that's a different reason. He used to have all this stuff. The Jordan jerseys, out the wazoo. Everything. He just wears Brown stuff now or Cavs stuff now. Like, there is a point where maybe you grow out of it. I think he's way too damn old at 27 years old to be doing that. Don't you got to stand for something?
As long as the kid loves baseball, right? He loves baseball.
That's fine.
If he's going to spend his money on ball caps, I'm okay with it. But he really just loves the City Connect. And we go to a lot of ballparks. He's been to over 25 ballparks. So, you know, he likes to go to...
Congratulations on all your success.
Susan?
We went out to Oakland last year. I let him buy an Oakland ball cap because it's going to be, you know, just a relic at this point.
I wouldn't want to give any money to John Fisher, though. Susan, thank you very much for the call. I appreciate it. I remain steadfast on this. It's not like you're not a baseball fan. You are a baseball fan. Mitch is a baseball fan. In fact, I would go as far to say Mitch is a baseball guy. He's an umpire, so he's a baseball guy. But you're not a Guardians guy. You're not a Guardians fan, Mitch. So it's okay. You can be a baseball guy. You're a baseball analyst.
Why can't I be both?
We are having you host on Saturday after the Guardians game.
Why can't I be both?
So can you get in that mode to where you can at least pretend to be a diehard Guardians fan?
I don't need to pretend to be a diehard Guardians fan. When we get to the parade here in a couple of weeks, I'm going to be right there front and center.
He's going to come on the show. He's going to be decked out head to toe.
I mean,
Guardian stuff.
I'm not going to physically remove you from the premises of the parade, but just know that you're participating in a parade that's not for you. It's that simple.
I actually like Mitch being on the postgame show, though. If he is a baseball guy, more than just a Guardians guy, to give me some perspective on what's happening in the playoffs.
Exactly. Right now. I'm not begrudging that, but
it's okay to be a baseball guy.
I guarantee he's watched the Guardians way more than Harold Reynolds.
It's okay to be a baseball guy that watches more Guardians than any other team.
Who's also a baseball guy. Yeah, he can do that. That's fine.
He's a Washington and Oregon guy.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.